The town of Sitka is nestled in a small corner of Baranof Island in southeastern Alaska.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation released a short video introducing Sitka as one of five communities to win this year's Culture of Health Prize.
We need to be able to talk with each other and support each other. And I think we're moving in that direction, and I think it is leading to a healthier community.
More than 180 communities applied for the $25,000 prize. The Sitka Health Summit Coalition submitted the multi-round application on behalf of the town. Doug Osborne, a health educator at Search and member of the coalition, says getting the recognition and the $25,000 is just the beginning.
The cash is really nice, but that's just one part of it. I've talked with somebody who won, and he said, you know, the main thing is it opens up doors. So it's really a very exciting time in Sitka to see how we can leverage this and how we can really accelerate the work that got us to the prize.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is a health-focused philanthropy based in New Jersey. This prize is designed to recognize and reward communities that support health in a way that's fair and open to everyone, with an emphasis on collaboration. That means looking at hospitals and access to medical care, but also taking into account other factors that make up the foundation's definition of a healthy community. Joe Marks, program communications director at the foundation, said one thing that made Sitka's application stand out was the work being done to address the intergenerational trauma of colonization.
Really, I think, stepped up in recognizing some of the historic trauma that has happened to the indigenous community in Sitka, and making sure that those voices were at the table for conversations about healing, really acknowledging what some of that historic trauma was like.
In a press release announcing the award, the foundation also cited the Wuchin Preschool, Sitka's Indian Child Welfare Act partnership, and the new Teen Center as important efforts to support the well-being of young people. Osborne says the whole town deserves credit, both for helping out with the application and for putting Sitka in a position to compete for this prize in the first place.
The majority of the town, in one way or another, has been a part of this. So this is not, certainly not any one organization or group. This is the town's prize. So thank you, Sitka.
Osborne says there will be a community-wide celebration on December 12th and that the coalition will ask for the community's input to decide how to spend the money. The four other winners this year are Gonzales, California, Broward County, Florida, Greenville County, South Carolina, and Lake County, Colorado. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ari Snyder.